You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Hello.
Hi. That promo just always cracks me up.
It's a good promo, eh?
Pretty lame.
So we're going to be carrying on with wool today.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to continue on because I feel like it's such a wide topic, and just kind of talk a little bit more about different types of wool and where you can buy wool in the sense of wool products and things like that. So kind of thought we'd talk about alpaca, which is one of my faves at the moment.
They're such cute animals as well.
Love them. They've all got 80s hairstyles. That's why they're so cool. And the cool thing about them is that their wool doesn't have any lanolin in it, so it's hypoallergenic. So it means that, like, for people like me that get itchy about everything, it's pretty awesome to work with and to wear. And apparently it's warmer than sheep's wool.
I would believe that, actually.
Yeah. Cashmere comes from a goat, but did you know it comes from any goat?
Really?
Yeah, so it can come from any goat, and it's the undercoat of, it's like the downy undercoat, but basically people breed special, like, goats so that they can
Why is it so expensive?
Because it's only a little bit underneath them, so they have to kind of climb it and shear it. What's the word for that? I'm too asleep. so they do kind of interbreed those goats and that sort of thing to produce that. Then, of course, there's the Angora goat, which produces mohair, which we were talking about a little bit earlier, because I was like, oh my God, look at a picture of a mohair or an Angora goat, because they totally look like that dog from the Magic Roundabout. And then Angora, which is from rabbits, which is not very ethical at all, depending on where it comes from.
I feel like anything to do with rabbits is never ethical.
It's never nice,
I don't know.
So you can have Angora rabbits and comb them and spin wool and all that kind of thing, but there are, of course, like, people, you know, like places like rabbit farms in China and things like that where they do really horrible things, which
and they're so small as well, so you'd have to get a lot of fur.
Yeah, so you can imagine what they do to them to get the fur, which is, oh God, I just hate, I don't know, I hate that. But also the other thing I want to talk about is possum fur, because possum and merino is mixed now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the first natural fiber that's been kind of created, after 100 years sort of thing, I guess, other than hemp, I guess, that resurgence in that, but that was a million years ago. But with possum fur, you know, they consider that a pest, so it's rabbits.
Yeah.
It's that thing where people think it's ethical because of the fact that they are a pest and they're reducing the the animal in the environment and all that kind of thing, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel very in the middle as well, because I mean, I don't like possums because they destroy our trees. Do they also harm our birds as well?
Got no natural known predator. And so there's like 60 million of them in 95% of New Zealand.
Wow.
And the way that they, you know, it's that very controversial kind of poisoning them with 1080 or culling or whatever. So it's kind of like they need to be reduced, but it's also, I don't know, I just have... You know, that animal's already alive.
Mm.
You know, it's not its fault that it got born, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just find it weird. But I guess the cool thing is that if they can find something that they can use the animal for and the animal's being culled in a humane way, then maybe, you know, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's just when they're treated really badly that you're just like, well, nah. Like, surely there's another way that you can try and get rid of them. I don't know. What do you think, Alice?
I think we should be eating more possums.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe that's it. We should be doing that thing where it's like if you're eating an animal and you're using all the animal and like fern. Oh God, a river cottage dude.
But I do get what you mean, because I think if it becomes really valuable, it goes beyond just the culling, right? They'll probably start farming it, and that's when you might get bad processes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're going to be killing them anyway, yeah, we should eat them. We should use their fur.
Yeah, and I imagine that there are, you actually do eat them. I can imagine that lots of people have possum pie and things like that, you know. Oh. It's just not probably like a
possum pie,
well-known thing that you get at Countdown yet or something, you know. And the people that are using possum are, you know, like merino mink brush tail fibre, which is kind of the thing where I got the first new natural fibre for 100 years, is a product of Untouched World, who were the first in the world to be recognised by the UN for their sustainable work, because they consider the total life impact when they're producing products.
Cool.
Which is pretty awesome. So, you know, if you've got people that are researching and that transparent, then you've got to believe that that is honest and sustainable and, you know, but like you say, Alice, as long as they're not farming the animal, then I guess, you know, yeah.
Yeah, if we can use it, we should use it, I reckon.
Yeah. And then
it's just when people, like, I mean, I remember this one time this guy was just like throwing a rock at a possum and its baby. And that's just like,
yeah, well, that's not right.
Not.
Doesn't matter, like,
I'm sorry,
doesn't matter
if that
animal is a pest or, you know, whatever. It's like you can't actually inhumanely hurt an animal just because you think it's a pest or something. You know, so you know, and I guess that's why poisoning is so bad.
Appropriate pest control.
Yes, humane pest control. So I mentioned Untouched World. They have a lot of different products of different types of wool that you can get. Icebreaker, I mentioned like last week. They also have a barcode which is where you can like trace where the wool comes from, which is pretty pretty funny. But like those products are kind of things where they're also produced with a purpose. So it's that kind of minimalist kind of idea about function, and you know, they're a clothing that you wear when for sports or
and
you know,
these things last such a long time as well.
Yeah, so and they're biodegradable and all that kind of thing. So there's like kind of that sort of side where you're buying clothing for clothing to keep you warm and that sort of thing. And then there's kind of like the fashion side, you know, which is always what I'm a fan of. And, you know, once upon a time there were labels that were specifically wool-based labels. There's still Sabatini, which has been going for over 50 years, which is designed and manufactured in New Zealand. But they're kind of, I don't know, they're kind of, they've never been, I don't know, a fashion forward kind of label for me, but they always make, I don't know, they're family owned business and yeah, have been going for quite a long time, even from like places like Smith & Co's and stuff. There was Insidious Fix, which was a really cool label. I think it was around in the 90s, but I won't go into what happened to them, but they also, Stitch Ministry is another one that originally I think started out as fully just working with wool, but now has branched out. But you can get like kind of key pieces from Layla Jacobs. She's doing like a possum merino silk jumper that looks really yummy and warm.
I suppose the hard thing about like really good quality wools and like possum like made jumpers and stuff like that is that it's so expensive.
Yeah, that's the problem, because it is like so they are like blending it and that sustainability, you know.
And so all of a sudden all of the stuff that's manufactured and made, it really is only suited towards elderly people, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Well, people that have the money, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it's one of those hard things where if you want more people to be kind of like being conscientious and thinking about like what they're buying and what they're wearing, that you need to kind of do make it a bit more affordable.
I think you have to think of those wool pieces as being investment pieces, yeah. You know, like a coat. They are something that you've got to keep forever, you know, because like, you know, so I said Layla Jacobs, Jimmy D, Nom D, they all do like really yummy wool things. Arez Kitty from Miss Crab, who does hand-knitted stuff. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
But I think like people should actually just get into knitting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because they can then source their own wool, figure out whether it's sustainable, ethical, whatever. And then, you know,
you've got like this thing that lasts you.
Yeah, and it's relaxing, and you can have like a knitting circle, and you can also like check out like you can check out places like societyofwool.co.nz, and you can buy packages from there, so you can get the wool and the needles and everything all together, which is kind of quite cool. But I just wanted to finish off by saying that I think you can actually knit with anything. And I remember this one time when I was in roller derby, where I had a team member who wore a dog hair jumper that was from her dog.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just remember just thinking, whoa, that's weird. But kind of cool at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Alice's face is quite classic. I wish we had.
I'm just contemplating it. I'm just really letting it, sitting with it.
That's some true dog love.
Yeah. But imagine like even like cat hair. There's so much cat hair that perhaps you could like come up with a like sustainable cat hair kind of range.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Penny, for coming in this morning and talking about Will.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.